Are you surprised that Celsius still around? Well, frankly, I am. I mean, it's had bailout after bailout after bailout, not quite SAA style or Eskom style or any other style, but from a private sector company perspective, it's had incredibly patient shareholders over a decade and a half. Two decades. Somebody knows the story far better than I is Duncan McLeod, the founder and editor at Tech Central. Celsius has been in trouble almost since the moment it launched. Duncan, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Bruce. I apologize if I disappear. My battery's running quite low on my cell phone. So they were launched around 2000, about 5 or 6 years after Celsius and MTN. And they always faced an uphill struggle as the third player in the market to compete with those two bigger players. And that's been the story ever since. They've only been able to invest a fraction of what MTN and Vodacom have in their network infrastructure. And so they haven't been able to compete from that perspective. And they've been loss-making for years, and they got into a huge amount of debt trying to compete with the bigger operators. And what this deal now is meant to do is finally fix that debt problem that's been a real noose around their neck for many, many years. And Blue Label is confident, so they say they're confident that this is finally resolving this years-long debt problem and that this will put Celsius in a stronger position to compete. We know that they're no longer investing in their own radio access network and that they've outsourced their network, in effect, to Vodacom and MTN. They'll run off the network, those two networks, rather than trying to play the big money game of investing in network infrastructure. And their view is that they're going to pivot now and become more of a technology company than a network infrastructure company, and that this is going to put them in good stead for future growth. I think we'll get more detail, though, next week when they announce their full year results, and they're going to also provide some detail, hopefully, about their strategy going forward.
And Blue Label, of course, because Celsius has become Blue Label's problem. Blue Label bought 45% of Celsius, if memory serves, and it's damaged Blue Label's reputation in the market very, very significantly, and and other shareholders have lost an awful lot of money on the last recapitalization, something like 80% of their investment so far.
Yes, they've... It's the note holders, or the companies and organizations that provided the debt to Celsius have taken a big bath here. They're getting 20 cents in the rand. But I guess that 20 cents is better than nothing, because the prospect of this deal not going through, this recap not happening, was that Celsius was going to go out of business. I think many people were expecting that to happen. So it is a good news story, I guess, that jobs have been saved, and it does seem that this company is going to go forward for the next few years.
Yeah, and has anybody done a tally on just how much money it has absorbed over this time?
It's tens of billions. I haven't crunched the numbers recently, but I do remember it was in excess of 20 billion rands, and darling, it's probably more than that now. So it's a huge amount of money, and lots of investors along the line. I think they've got a good management team now. They're quite aware that they can't afford to get into a debt position like they did historically again, because that will kill them. So hopefully there's a good story to tell in the next few years. But as I say, I think we're going to get some more detail next week when they outline their strategy. And we'll get a view of exactly how this company is going to compete in the telecommunications market. They say they're not going to be a traditional network operator, that they're going to become more of a digital services company. It's not quite clear to me yet what that means exactly. So hopefully next week we'll get a view.
Good. Thank you, Duncan McLeod, and thank you to your battery. Founder and editor at Tech Central this evening, Duncan McLeod, been watching that company for the last two decades. And nobody wants a company to fail, not for a moment, but my goodness gracious me, you need patient capital, and you need lots of patient capital.